תגיד הרב פרקאל פישר זיין בכל איסן לחיים אפילו בדבר שיש בו רוח any type of material could be used for a lackey if you decide to use a lackey for your tikka for your mabu you can make the lackey out of any type of material you could even use something that has ruach chayim for lackey you can use an animal for your lackey you can tie an animal to one of the walls of the mavoi where it opens up into a sitzurab and that animal would be kashered be used as a lackey but Rabbi Yossi forbids using something that has ruach chayim for your lackey you cannot use an animal for your lackey according to Rabbi Yossi so metame mishum gaylo somebody uses an animal as a gaylo that animal would be metame just like any other gaylo a gaylo is a cover for a kever a cover for a grave chadalo napnum apasim that the cover of a grave is metame just like an oil on mate just like somebody who enters underneath the same roof as a mate would become tame so too anybody who touches a gaylo the cover of a grave would become tame even if the gaylo had been removed from the grave this is learned down from the passage that says v'chor asher yiga al pnei asara anybody who touches something that was on the face of the field and chadalo now from here that includes the gaylo and the daipek the gaylo is referring to the cover of a grave and if you use an animal as a cover for your grave that animal would also have a din of a gaylo and even if the animal has been removed from the grave it would be metame any person or any utensil that touches it just like somebody who enters underneath the oil amaze would become tame for Rabbi Meir metahir Rabbi Meir is metahir if you use an animal for a gaylo as according to Rabbi Meir an animal would not have a din of a gaylo even if you use the animal for a cover of a grave it would not be metame Gaifin alav gite nashim and can write a get on an animal. A get that's written on an animal would be a kosher get. So therefore, somebody who writes a get on a horn of a cow and then gives a cow to his wife would be divorced. However, if you cut off the horn before giving the get to the wife, then it would not be a kosher get. It's chazal now that a get has to be written on something that does not require to be cut off before it is given. So therefore, if you write the get on the horn of a cow, you have to give the entire cow to the wife. You can't just cut off the horn and give it to the wife. Rabbi Yezak Lili holds that a get that's written on an animal would be possible. According to Rabbi Yezak, if you write a get on the horn of a cow, that would not be a kosher get. A caravan that was traveling, and they camped out in a valley before Shabbat. They're going to stay in that valley on Shabbat. And they wanted to carry within their encampment on Shabbat, so they wanted to create a mechitza. So they made a mechitza using utensils of animals. They used saddles and other utensils in order to make a mechitza. They would be allowed to carry in their encampment on Shabbat. Uvovaji ehe geder gavoa asaretz pachem. Velo yiyu pirtos yiseros albin. As long as the mechitza that they made was at least 10 tefachim high. And this mechitza is 10 tefachim high, so it's a valid mechitza. And their encampment would be regarded as a reshus hayachid. And as long as the breaks of the mechitza is not more than the mechitza itself. As the mechitza has to be at least 50% of the enclosure. But if the break of the mechitza is more than the actual mechitza, so the mechitza is less than 50% of the enclosure, that would invalidate the mechitza, and they would not be allowed to carry in their encampment on Shabbos. Kol pirta shehika esra amos muterim. Mifnei shehika pesach. Yes, and mitan also. Any time that they break in a mechitza that's 10 amos or less, it would be mutter to carry within the enclosure. Because a break that's 10 amos or less would be regarded as a petach, as an entranceway. So therefore, such a break does not invalidate the mechitza as long as the mechitza covers at least 50% of the enclosure. However, if there is a break in the mechitza that's more than 10 amos, in such a case, it would be forbidden to carry within the enclosure. As a break that's more than 10 amos can no longer be considered a pesach, and therefore it invalidates the entire mechitza, unless you make a tzuras ha-pesach, where there is a break. If you have a break that's more than 10 amos, and in that break you make a tzuras ha-pesach, you make a doorway there by taking two posts by each side of the break, and then taking another post and putting it on top of those two posts. So you're making a doorway where the break is. In such a case, even if the break is more than 10 amos, it does not invalidate the mechitza, since you put up a tzuras ha-pesach where there is a break. However, if you do not put up a tzuras ha-pesach, a break that's more than 10 amos would invalidate the entire mechitza, and it would be forbidden to carry within the enclosure.